FFA for Life. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, thousands of young people from across Tennessee and around the nation are in Indianapolis, Indiana this week for the National FFA Convention. And besides the current crop of national winners, awards are also handed out to former members who excelled in the organization. Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch will be presented with the honorary American FFA degree, representing his Mark Twain FFA chapter in Fentress County.
It's certainly an honor and very special, and I just appreciate the work that the young farmers, FFA members do, and a tremendous group of young people that just great skills and leadership, and I just admire the organization so much, and I guess that's why it means so much to me.
Also receiving his honorary American FFA degree at this year's convention is Tennessee's Commissioner of Agriculture, Julius Johnson. He's also a member from the Mark Twain FFA chapter. And another distinguished honor goes to Executive Vice President of the Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation, Radonna Rose, with the VIP Award. And that recognizes individuals who have dedicated many years to service to FFA and agricultural education.
I'm very proud of the award, but I'm also very proud of the friends and those who felt like the award was a good thing, because those are friends that I made many years ago, and through great connections through the FFA as a 14, 15, 16 year old at FFA camp on the banks of the Caney Fork River.
Radonna Rose comes from the Cookeville FFA chapter and served as a state officer during the 1980-81 year, and there are over 540,000 FFA members in all 50 states and Puerto Rico, and over 50,000 of them are at their convention in Indianapolis. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.